Can anybody honestly say that they were surprised that Ubisoft was going to be getting even more trouble in the near future? I definitely saw it coming. I just didn't realize that it would be so soon. Ubisoft is already going through a whole bunch of trouble with Star Wars Outlaws, with Skull and Bones, Assassin's Creed Shadows, but something that has not been touched upon that this company has engaged in for many years, as well as other companies, is the existence of microtransactions, predatory monetary practices that only benefit the companies themselves and are a detriment to the consumer over a long period. One such organization has decided to tackle this issue head on and is calling for an investigation. You guys have to see what is going on here, because the organization involved is very influential, and the people that they are calling to act upon this is the European Commission. So a bunch of countries in Europe are turning on Ubisoft, as well as these other companies that they mentioned. It's not just Ubisoft, although they are a featured company that this organization finds concern with. So it says right here that European video game majors Supercell and Ubisoft accused of designing games that trick gamers into spending more money. Video gaming giants have been the subject of a consumer group's complaint for their sneaky tactics that encourage users to spend more money on games. The complaint filed by the European Consumer Organization, the BEUC, and 22 of its members across the region has raised concerns against the likes of Supercell, Ubisoft, Electronic Arts, and Epic Games. So they're going after everybody, bro, and Ubisoft is one of those video game companies, which developed some of the most popular games, Minecraft, Fortnite, and Assassin's Creed. The complaint to European Union authorities accuses them of breaching laws by misleading users into spending money. BEUC claims that the microtransactions in which consumers are nudged into buying in-game currencies with real money result in overspending. You've ever seen that skin in Fortnite or that skin in Rainbow Six Siege from Ubisoft in which you would have to spend a lot of money in order to get this one small skin? People spend insane amounts of money on Fortnite. This is something that consumers deal with on a daily basis, and they do end up spending way more money than they want to just to get a skin, because these bundles have a lot of V-Bucks, for example, or silver, or whatever in-game currency that game is trying to push on people. And that's really the only option that you have sometimes, because if you don't, then you can't get the skin that you want. But you can't just buy the skins, for example, by themselves. You have to have the currency in order to do it. I've always wondered why they do microtransactions like this. Of course, now I understand these days that it's about making money, but this company argues that this is all that these companies care about, and it's to the detriment of the consumer long term. So we're going to go over that by checking out their letter. But first it says, "The world of video games shouldn't be a place where companies bend the rules to increase profits," said Augustin Reyna, the director of BEUC, suggesting that companies should display the amounts in real currency terms, so gamers aren't left confused. Reyna said the main concern with how video games currently operate their in-game currencies is that children get caught in them. Companies are well aware of children's vulnerability and use tricks to lure young consumers into spending more. And I have found through reading their letter and the 56-page document showing all of the data that they have gathered over the past couple of years, that children are a very big issue that they are trying to put forth to the European Commission. So this is a post from this page, and I'm honestly surprised that people have not caught on to this yet, because these people have a lot of followers on their page. So let's go to this post specifically. BEUC and 22 members have filed a complaint with the EU Commission and the European Network of Consumer Protection Authorities, calling for a full investigation into unfair practices by major video game companies. Here from our senior legal officer, and I do have his page up for you all to see, Steven Berger, legal officer at BEUC, the European Consumer Organization, mostly working on transport and consumer rights files. I noticed that this post is really not getting enough attention, because it's a shocking revelation that a lot of people will not see coming. Now, if you take a look at the BEUC page itself, the Consumer Voice, we represent 44 independent national consumer organizations in Brussels and defend the interests of European consumers. And they have about 16,500 followers, and yet their post, their most recent post about this, has not gotten enough attention. I do wonder why that is, because this company has had a history of relative success. Now, let's take a look at the people that they're sending these documents and this letter to before we dive into the arguments that they're making about these video game companies. The European Commission, at 1.8 million followers, news and information from the European Commission, social media and data protection policy. Now, this is not the first time that they have sent letters and documents to the European Commission. They have actually had a significant impact on multiple industries when it comes to consumer actions and buying power. So let's take a look at their website, BEUC, the European Consumer Organization. This is their page. Game over. Continue fooling consumers, yes or no. Now they showed that they have an action, why they have this action, their call, and the documents that they provide for this care package that they're going to be sending to the EU Commission. I'm pretty sure that they have already done it. But the action states that on September 12th, 2024, BEUC and member organizations from 17 countries denounced to EU authorities the unfair practices of leading video game companies behind games such as Fortnite, EA Sports, FC24, Minecraft, and Clash of Clans. Our analysis concludes that traders breach EU consumer protection laws. So they're breaking laws. That's what these people are saying, and that they have been breaking the laws for quite some time. Some of the bullet points here: consumers cannot see the real cost of digital items, leading to overspending, the lack of price transparency of premium in-game currencies, and the need to buy extra currency in bundles pushes consumers to spend more. So that is what I was talking about earlier. These bundles are insane. It's an insane monetary practice to charge people not only way too much for such bundles, but to also add a crap ton of that in-game currency into one bundle. So people end up spending $20, $30, $40 to $50, maybe even $100 to $200 for some of these bundles just to get a couple of skins for this game that they already spent full retail price for. Now, in the case of Fortnite, that game is actually free, and most of their money is made from those microtransactions. And so, of course, Epic Games has been really successful in that regard. But the predatory practices are referring to the bundles and the incentive that children feel when they're buying these bundles. And sometimes they buy these bundles without permission. I know that my kids have already tried in the past. Of course, I keep a lockdown on that. But they bring up children in their report to the European Commission. So it says, companies' claims that gamers prefer in-game premium currencies are wrong. I know a lot of gamers who say that they do not like microtransactions and in-game currencies. They just want to buy the skin directly if they absolutely have to, and they can't earn it through in-game progress like normal video games. But consumers are often denied their rights when using premium in-game currencies tied to unfair terms favoring game developers. And that's something that I've seen in the past as well. Hey, once you buy this bundle, you can't refund it. Once you buy this skin, you can't refund it. And that is just one example, but most of these transactions do benefit the companies, and it really is a detriment to the people who just want to buy one thing, but they end up having to spend way too much money just to get that one thing, and then they're left over with currency that they didn't care about in the first place, leading them to feel obligated to buy even more if they want to get skins that they don't have enough for next time. And just so we can see why they want to do this, they say that more than half of EU consumers regularly play video games. Children play even more, with 84% of those aged 11 to 14 playing video games. In 2020, in-game purchases generated more than $50 billion globally, approximately 46 billion euro, representing about one quarter of revenues in the video games market. So they're saying that 25% of the revenue made in the gaming's market is from microtransactions, in-game purchases. The video game sector generates more revenue from in-game purchases than the cinema and music industries combined. So this is an insane amount of money. This is why they are taking action on this, because so many consumers, in their view, are being manipulated and played. And it's not good. As it says right here, a review of 50 of the video games that were most played in 2023 show that 21% of them, 42%, include premium currencies. Out of these two games, 8 have an age rating of 12 or lower. So do you see what they're doing here? Do you see the advantages that they're trying to use against consumers? Do you see how predatory this is? And their last bullet point here says children are even more vulnerable to these manipulative tactics. Data shows that children in Europe are spending an average of 39 euro per month on in-game purchases. That's about, what, $30, $40 in American currency? While they are among the ones playing the most, they have limited financial literacy and are easily swayed by virtual currencies. And perhaps this is something that companies have relied on and banked on for many years. This alert to the CPC network and the European Commission is coordinated by BEUC together with 22 members representing 17 European countries, namely Belgium, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Denmark, France, Finland, Greece, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Slovakia, You know, that hedge fund, AJ Investments, those investors are now going after Ubisoft too, but Slovakia is indeed on the call sheet. And then we have Sweden, Spain, and Switzerland. So many countries are backing this call to investigate Ubisoft and other companies like it who are trying to push monetary predatory practices on people. That is the claim that these people are making at this organization. It's very important that you understand how in-depth they have gone in gathering all of this data. If you look at this page right here, it says at the very top that this is one of 56 pages. They have 56 pages of data, a crap ton of information to share with people on how these companies are engaging in predatory monetary practices. There is a lot to go over here, so I'm going to provide the link to this document in my video, and you guys can take a look at it yourselves. It has been publicly released as a press release and has been sent to the European Commission, as far as I know. So if we scroll all the way down here, we can see what they're trying to aim at. So, background: acquired virtual currency by playing or by spending real money. Example: all the below. Earned currency, second currency, and then they go down and they describe some of the monetary practices that these companies have been taking advantage of people with. In-game items, free-to-play freemiums, a game that is available to download or play for free. It usually has in-game purchases and or advertising as its primary source of revenue, and that is Fortnite, but this can also be applied to Ubisoft with games like Rainbow Six Siege and even Assassin's Creed and other titles like it, where you can buy items for in-game characters on Ubisoft Plus or whatever. I remember doing something like that way back in the day. And since Ubisoft is one of these companies being investigated, they're not going to just be able to waltz out of this one. So pay to win, grinding, paywall, loot box, battle passes, and whales. I know that battle passes are the most insane feature to ever come out in gaming, and honestly, I hate it to death. And clearly these people at this organization also hate it and feel that it is harming consumers. And that's really crazy that nobody has really tried to take action on this, or at least from what I've seen, I have not seen any organization try to take this issue on in such an aggressive and in-depth way. So cognitive biases and deceptive design, the use of premium virtual currencies as a stand-in for real currency often confuses consumers about the actual price of in-game purchases, making it difficult to keep track of spending and manipulating them into spending more money than they planned. It can therefore be regarded as a form of deceptive design. Deceptive design, or dark patterns, is a term for design features created to manipulate, mislead, or confuse consumers into making choices that are in the company's rather than the consumer's interest. So they go way in depth on this stuff. I'm telling you, there are a lot of pages. I cannot possibly cover it in a single video, which is why I'm providing the link. I'm sure many people are going to want to get in on this story and what they're trying to do. Another game with a comprehensive in-game economy is the fantasy role-playing game Dragon's Dogma 2. I'm really happy that someone's finally talking about this. This game has the possibility for in-game purchases, but it differs from other games in certain respects. Now, they talk about Dragon's Dogma 2. They talk about other video game companies that are doing very similar things. In fact, right here, I didn't even see this before, but they're talking about Rainbow Six Siege. So that was something that I have played and have experienced in terms of in-game currency. For example, a player who wants to purchase a premium pass in the game Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege is informed that this will cost 1,200 of the premium currency R6 credits. This is around 10 euros in real money, but this information is not displayed at the point of purchase. The player first has to enter the in-game currency shop, determine how many R6 credits they need to purchase to get the premium pass, and then calculate the price in real money. That's crazy. I don't even remember that being an issue, but if that's true, that really will confuse a bunch of players. This creates a layer of abstraction that creates distance between the actual spending of real money from the action of obtaining the in-game item. As a result, it becomes unnecessarily difficult for the player to know the exact monetary cost of what they are purchasing. After all, a price of 1,200 R6 credits is less tangible than 10 euros. So they go on about Minecraft as well. They talk about other games, and it's a really in-depth letter. Bundled sales. The bundled sale of premium currency makes it more difficult for players to keep track of spending for two main reasons. Firstly, it becomes difficult to understand the actual exchange rate of the virtual currency compared to real money. In the in-game currency shop at the Apex Legends, for example. So yeah, guys, they go really in depth. I'm telling you, this is a treasure trove of information, and I guarantee you're going to have fun reading this thing. They go in on Fortnite. They go in on all of these companies trying to push this nonsense, and it really is nonsense. Who wants to spend a crap ton of money on something that you could just get by unlocking it within the game? Why are these things not already unlocked for you? An argument, of course, can be made for Fortnite, but the amount that they charge people for such small things as skins of guns or skins of characters or whatever, it really is over the top and a lot of kids are spending their money on these types of things. Things that they really should not care about that much and they shouldn't even have to pay for. But that's just my opinion. Not everybody will agree with me on that. But this question asks, is it legal? Under the CRD and UCPD, consumers should be informed about key pre-contractual and material information before being bound by a contract. So they need to be aware first. And they say the use of bundled sales of premium currency with a rising discount rate makes it impossible for the consumer to calculate the real value of the premium currency available. So how many times have we seen price cuts on these skins? Like, hey, you, this is a sale today. You can get this skin for 30% off. Now it's only $18, right? So people can't properly calculate the prices of these things. They're always fluctuating. So that makes sense. To only provide price information in fluidly priced virtual currency before the conclusion of the contract constitutes a breach of the pre-contractual information requirements under the CRD, as well as a misleading omission under the UCPD. Dude, these guys have done their homework. Even if the information should be present in the terms and conditions, the practice would not be in compliance with the principles of clarity and available language demanded in consumer contracts. What? So they have all of this information. They've been researching this and they're confident in their ability to put a stop to these monetary practices. They're saying outright that it is illegal. It is not in compliance with the law, that they're in breach of their contractual obligations and they're in breach of European laws. So there is a lot of information to go through here, as I said before, but I'm going to leave the link for you guys to check out while we move to the next page, in which they wrote the letter to the European Commission. It says, European Commission, DG Just, Mr. Angelo Grieco, acting head of unit CPC network, Rue du Luxembourg 40. Subject, CPC external alert about unfair commercial practices in the video game sector. Dear members of the CPC network, I am writing to you to inform you that today, together with 22 consumer organizations from 17 European countries, we are submitting to the CPC network an external alert coordinated by BEUC, the European Consumer Organization. So this is their letter to the European Commission, and they have also provided all of the documents that I just showed you, and they sent it all as a care package to these people so that an investigation can happen. We call on the CPC network to stop the unfair practices highlighted in this alert and to ensure that the rights of consumers, especially those of young ones, are fully respected, honestly, in my opinion, based. But some of you may be asking, well, how influential are these people? How effective are they at actually getting things done? Is this just going to be another petition that doesn't get seen by the company and nothing happens at the end of the day? Well, from what I am seeing, they are actually effective at their jobs. Who we are, consumers on the European stage. BEUC is the umbrella group for 44 independent consumer organizations from 31 countries. Our main role is to represent them to the EU institutions and defend the interests of European consumers. Our acronym originates from our French name, Bureau Européen de l'Union de Consommateurs. I don't know how to say that, sorry, but our daily work involves making sure the EU takes policy decisions that improve the lives of consumers. This covers a range of topics, including competition, consumer rights, digital rights, energy, redress and enforcement, financial services, food, health, safety, sustainability, and trade policy. The BEUC Secretariat is in Brussels and has a staff of more than 50. And what I find interesting is when I read at the bottom, they say that they are co-funded by the European Union, but their views don't always align. It's important to make note of that. But these people have the backing of both the European Union, and they also have the backing of multiple countries, some of whom are a part of this organization. An international network, BEUC, is an associate member of Consumers International, which defends consumers at the global policy-making level. Together with CI and our other sister organizations, we tackle all areas that impact consumers. ANEC represents European consumers in the creation of technical standards. ICRT is a global organization active in research and testing. So they're a part of Consumers International, which is also a gigantic organization. It's not small. This is not a small thing that is happening, all right? We are also part of the Transatlantic Consumer Dialogue, a forum of US and EU consumer organizations, which makes joint policy recommendations to the US government and the European Union. And just so you know how big these people are, let's take a look, for example, at Consumers International. And on their page, you can see it right there, smack dab in your face. 200 plus member organizations, 100 plus countries, 60 years of impact. Purchasing powers of Consumers International series. These dudes are huge, and they are in cooperation with this company, which is, from what I'm seeing, highly influential. I was doing a little bit of investigating because I wasn't 100% convinced that these people were legit at first, but once I started looking at their success stories and reading what they they have done and how effective they are as a company, I'm actually starting to believe that they might be able to make an impact here. I don't know if they can completely manage to do away with all of these monetary practices from these companies just by sending a letter to the European Commission, but if their history is any indication of how reliable they are, it looks like this may actually escalate if the European Commission says, you know what, we'll take your letter and your documents and we will open an investigation. And that would be crazy. In fact, on all of their success stories, they say at the very bottom what they did, what BEUC did to make positive change in these organizations. I went onto their Twitter page itself to see their successes, and they're always talking about their huge victories. The European court has dismissed Google's appeal in the Google shopping case. This confirms Google broke antitrust law by favoring its own services over those of rivals in Google search results and harmed consumers. So these guys are getting information, they're gathering data with the help of all of these members in their organization, and then they are compiling all of this info and sending it up to the powers that be so that they can make positive change. And they appear very confident in the information that they have gathered on companies like Ubisoft, Epic Games, EA, etc., etc. Which brings us to Ubisoft's share value that has been dropping continuously. Even today, it has dropped another few percentage points. I'm telling you, it is getting worse and worse for Ubisoft because they cannot make any money. They cannot get consumers to buy their products and they can't get investors to buy more shares. But there is a lot going on behind this price. As I have stated in my previous video and shown you guys documentation, investors are coming after Ubisoft because they have exposed that the current CEO and the people that are working with him are trying to dump the price, tank the share value of Ubisoft so that they can buy the dip at the very bottom. And it seems that that's exactly where this is headed. It seems like whatever they have been doing with both DEI and their monetary practices, their failed PR and marketing strategies, as well as the controversies surrounding Star Wars Outlaws and surrounding Skull and Bones and surrounding Assassin's Creed Shadows, it seems that all of these things have accumulated in investors saying no and dropping the price. And yet some investors have taken notice of this and they're taking action. So not only do you have investors coming after and trying to do a hostile takeover on Ubisoft, you also have the European Commission coming after these people. So Europe is mad, Japan is mad, everybody's mad at Ubisoft, and not just Ubisoft, but EA, Epic Games, and more. This is a gigantic story, and honestly, again, I'm surprised that people are way more focused on the Microsoft stuff going on, with them firing about 650 people, no studios are shutting down, and that is significant because technically it's about 3% of their global workforce as it pertains to Microsoft. But this is such an important story to talk about because it shows that Ubisoft is not just going to waltz out of this unscathed. They're not just going to walk away and hush everything and hope that everything blows over and that their games sell well. I'm telling you, Assassin's Creed Shadows does not look like it's going to do well in the gaming market. Now, if we take a look at the video itself, this new video that Ubisoft has released on Assassin's Creed Shadows today, it looks like it's already starting to take a hit on the like and dislike ratio. I know that when I first looked at it, it looked about 90% positive, but the more people watch it, the more they realize that this game is not going to deliver on the promises that it claims it can keep to players. Now, this is not to say that Ubisoft can't make beautiful games. It is true that they make beautiful games. In fact, one of the positives that I give Star Wars Outlaws is that the world in that game looks beautiful. I can't say the same for the main character, of course. Just threw up in my mouth a little bit, actually. But there are so many other problems that come with Ubisoft titles these days. It's not the same Ubisoft that we used to know and love. And a lot more people are taking notice of this because it seems that every single time that Ubisoft releases a video about Star Wars Outlaws or releases a video about Assassin's Creed Shadows, gamers come in and annihilate it in a ratio. And people online aren't talking about it either. If you go on Twitch, people aren't playing enough of it. They are not doing well. But I urge you guys to talk about this story. Spread this document page around. I mean, these are 56 pages of data that they have gathered over the course of several years, it looks like. I mean, these guys have been working hard on this. And these are not just accusations that are being made, but they also offer solutions, including allowing consumers to have more choices and more information before they make their purchasing decision. When offering in-game purchases, publishers must ensure that they comply with the information obligations in Article 7, UCPD, and the CRD. The main characteristics of the product must be clearly described, and the price sizes of virtual items must be clearly and prominently displayed. Sorry for talking too fast, but you guys understand where they're going with this. And with all of this information, the European Commission may actually take a look at this. They have had success in the past. They already have international connections at this point, and their influence spans far and wide. The BEUC is an effective tool in this fight for gaming, the fight for fair monetary practices, etc., etc. These guys know what they're doing. And of course, I'm not saying that this is guaranteed to have an impact, but the fact that so many people are taking notice of these practices and that they're going after these companies like Ubisoft shows that the pendulum is in fact swinging, and it's swinging a lot faster than a lot of us anticipated. So keep your eyes open, keep your ear to the ground, be vigilant, vote with your wallet, and take some time to read these documents. I will provide links in the description, and perhaps I will cover more of it as time goes along. And that is all I've got for you guys in this video today. I hope you all enjoyed it. If you haven't had the chance to like it and share it with your friends, that would be awesome. And hey, if you're feeling ultra spicy, consider subscribing to my channel so that you're always up to date on what kind of thing I've got going on. I look forward to seeing you all in the next one. Later.
Meow, meow.